Coming up on today's episode, NBA playoff talk right here for you guys here today. The conference finals are officially set. We got the Boston Celtics against the Miami Heat on the Eastern Conference side of things. And on the West, we got the Golden State Warriors against the Dallas Mavericks. That's right. You heard that right. The Golden State Warriors against the Dallas Mavericks, not the Phoenix Suns. I still can't believe that. I mean, I don't know if you guys have gotten over it yet, but how the hell are the Phoenix Suns not in the Western Conference Finals? Man, that anticipated matchup that we wanted to see with Warriors and Suns, unfortunately, we're not getting it, but Luka is so damn special. I got a lot to talk about that, man. A lot to talk about that series. Also, a lot to talk about the Eastern Conference side of things, because we know we ain't leaving that out. I mean, we starting this show with Miami Heat talk. So I got a lot to preview about the matchups. I got my predictions here, of course, as always. Touch on some Luka stuff. I touch on who's the X factor for both series. Give you guys my predictions. And yeah, this is going to be a jam-packed episode as always. But first, before we get started, shout out to the Florida Panthers. I know I have a lot of hockey fans that follow me on Twitter, a lot of Florida Panthers fans. However, you guys know I don't watch hockey. But if I had to pick a team, I'm rooting for the Panthers. So I'm rooting for you guys from afar. First series win since 1996. Shout out to the Panthers. I mean, they seem to be rolling. And now in the next round, we'll see if they continue to keep it rolling. Hey, you're getting the Heat in the playoffs. You're getting the Panthers in the playoffs. It's time for the Miami Dolphins to make some fucking noise, right? So, Dolphins, listen, get to work. We got the roster to make it happen. So let's follow in the right footsteps of the Heat and the Panthers, shall we? But yeah, just wanted to give a quick shout out. A lot to talk about. All that coming up on the Miami Sports Vibes podcast. Welcome to the Miami Sports Vibes podcast. NBA playoff talk edition. It's fucking game day, baby. Miami Heat game day here tonight. Round three, the Eastern Conference Finals is officially set, and your boys, the Miami Heat, are back in business chasing this Larry O'Brien title. Chasing number four. Can we go there? Let's take it one step at a time. But yeah, Miami Heat game day tonight, taking on the Boston Celtics, which was quite of a surprise to me. Even though I did pick the Celtics, I knew they would, you know, do it. But then the way Giannis was playing, you kind of started to get a feel like, hey, maybe the Bucks are going to be the team to play. But nope, Boston had other words about that. Tatum had other words about that. The role players, hey, we're going to touch on all that. But let's talk about the Miami Heat because it's fucking game day, baby. I know everyone is excited for this matchup, excited to be back in the conference finals with a chance to go to the finals. I mean, damn, how about this Jimmy Butler run, though? Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, Jimmy Butler joins the Miami Heat. Year one goes to the finals. Year two, you know, we get to the playoffs, we get swept. But year three, back at it again in the Eastern Conference Finals with a chance to go to the finals. Like, all the talk about is Jimmy Butler worth the money? Is Jimmy Butler worth the max? Can Jimmy Butler be the best player on the team? Listen, we're throwing all of that shit out the window with the way he's been able to play. Continues to play, the leadership qualities about him, the whole nine yards. Jimmy fucking Butler deserves all the flowers. All of the flowers in the world. Just go send them to Jimmy Butler's house, please. Man, but let's just talk some Miami Heat real quick. So obviously we got the job done, closing that series out in six games, winning game six in Philly. Philly had no fucking chance. I mean, the Heat went straight to business. Jimmy Butler, outstanding playoff series, by the way. Yet another one. I mean, you thought the Atlanta Hawks series was great. This guy said, hold my beer. Against the fucking Sixers as well. Absolutely tearing it up. I mean, this playoff run by him, it's insane. It really is. I mean, what he's been able to do. I mean, you got a 45-point game against Atlanta. You got a 36-point game against Atlanta. You got a 40-piece against Philly. 32 against Philly. 33 against Philly. I mean, come on, man. I mean, Jimmy Butler is legit putting on a fucking show. You can argue that, man, I mean, he has to be one of the top performers in the playoffs. I don't know if I'll give it the maybe, honestly. I mean, when you really think about it, yeah, Luka's been magnificent. Giannis has been incredible. But I think if you go, I think he's top three at least. I mean, Jimmy Butler's putting the team on his fucking back. There's no doubt about it. But the stage is set. It's going to be Heat, Boston starting tonight. Now, the season series between these two is actually in favor of Boston. Okay? Boston won the season series 2-1. However, one of those losses, we rested pretty much everybody. I mean, no Bam Adebayo, no Jimmy Butler, no Kyle Lowry, the whole nine yards. I mean, we pretty much were rolling out there with Max and Duncan being our leading guys. So I wouldn't really count that one. So in my opinion, the season series is even up, one apiece. All right. So it's a 1-1 season series. The latest win, however, latest game to me is the most telling. All right. It's over a little bit over a month ago. Everybody knows their rotation. It's down the stretch of the playoffs. Everybody knows who they are at this point. And it was right when Boston and Miami were pretty much the top teams. And hey, they still are. I mean, one finished with the number one seed. The other one finished with the number two seed. The Heat took care of business that game, winning 106-98, where Jimmy Butler had 24 points. Bam Adebayo notched a double-double, 17 points, 12 rebounds. Kyle Lowry, though, he was big time. His status, though, unclear. But he had 23 points, 8 assists. And Max Strus had 4 three-pointers, 14 points. Jason Tatum on the other side with 23 points and Jaylen Brown with 28. To me, that matchup right there is the most telling. Up to date. Like that's what it is. Everybody knows who they are. Like I said, role players know who they are. And this game was on the road, by the way. So taking care of business in Boston ain't easy. And the Heat showed up for that. The other game, the one that I am counting, was early in the season, November 4th. I mean, pretty much one of the first couple games of the season. This one, Jaylen Brown, 17 points, Tatum, 10 points only. Those players had an off night. And Boston was able to beat us 95-78. Jimmy Butler had 20 points, however. Bam had an okay game, 13 points, 7 rebounds, a couple of assists. But Duncan Robinson, he was probably the best player of that game. He had 16 points, including 5 three-pointers. That was back in the beginning of the season when he was really getting a lot of those rotation minutes. So, honestly, you think X factors here, right? Right away. You know what you're going to get from Jimmy. He's going to play his ass off. You know what you're going to get on the other side with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. You know what Bam's going to give you. Do you, though? I don't know. See, the X factor is a bit of a toss-up for me. Because immediately, the X factor has got to be Bam. I mean, because Bam Adebayo is obviously, you know, our second best player. He's supposed to be our second best player. He can score. He can get his against the Boston Celtics. I mean, the same Boston Celtics that Bam Adebayo pretty much faced a couple years back in the bubble, that's the same type of matchups from that position. The same way Bam was able to attack and kill the Celtics, I expect him to do the same things because he can. There's nobody on the Celtics that can check him. Robert Williams is a good defender. He's improved, but he still can't stop Bam. Daniel Tice, forget about it. He can blow by him whenever he wants. Al Horford, same thing. Al Horford is not fast. He can body up, though. So Bam will have trouble trying to post him up. But Bam can really, really take him off the dribble, blow by him, put a shoulder into him, and just attack quick. Like those quick attacks that Bam Adebayo does, I think he will be able to have that all fucking day, all series long. So Bam Adebayo's got to be that aggressive Bam that we all want, that we all love to see. The question is, will he? You know, we get so frustrated with Bam Adebayo. Is he going to be the guy? Is he going to be aggressive today? Bam's got to be aggressive. If he is aggressive, this series could be over quick. Not to say blowouts, though. I think every one of these games is going to be competitive with the exception of one. You know, you always have one game that possibly is a blowout. I think this is going to be neck and neck. But if Bam Adebayo can stay aggressive and know that like he can play and he can body up these people, that's going to come a long way. But I don't want to give Bam Adebayo the X Factor title. I feel like that's just too obvious. You know, Bam Adebayo should do that. The standard, you know, he's their second best player. He should. I want to kind of go, you know, in between the lines when it comes to X Factors. That's what I like to do personally. So with that being said, my X Factor is Max Strus. I think Max Strus is going to have a hell of a series. I don't know why. I just feel it. I think the Celtics give up the three ball a lot. We saw a lot of open looks by Milwaukee. However, they weren't able to connect as many. But they do give up the three ball. They're a great defensive team. But Max Strus earlier this season, I mean, the game that counted, 14 points, four threes. You can't sleep on that. The game before that, Duncan Robinson, five threes. Celtics give up the three ball. You're going to have open shots. And I think Max Strus is going to have a great series. Remember, he was waived by the Celtics, too. So I think Max Strus has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. And I think he is going to have an amazing, amazing series. I don't know why. I feel like Strus is going to be the guy. We're going to talk about this man, and that's going to be perfect for us, because what better way to head into the finals than to have one of your role players playing at his best? That comes a long way. Remember in the bubble run, we had that with Duncan Robinson. He was able to carry a lot of things over to the NBA finals, and that ultimately helped Jimmy, you know, win a couple games there like we did. So I think Max Strus. Max Strus is my X factor. I think he's coming for blood against Boston. I think Boston is going to be stressed out. You know, you can argue that, hey, you know, Marcus Smart might be guarding him. I don't think so. I think Marcus Smart is going to be on the point guard. Whoever the point guard is, whether it's Gabe Vincent or Kyle Lowry, it's definitely going to be on him. I can see Max Strus definitely getting loose and letting it fly for sure. And once he gets hot, it's going to be hard to stop that man. So that's going to be my X factor. Okay, but man, I'm excited. I'm freaking excited to be in the Eastern Conference Finals and playing this Celtics team. I mean, the history is just amazing. I mean, and the fact that we just played them only the year before last, which sounds crazy being that feels so damn long ago, but just one year is in between us and the Celtics. Like, we just literally played, and man, we seen that movie before. Talking about the Bam block on Tatum in game one. How amazing was that? Tyler Hero emerging to the rookie sensation that he was. I mean, he was unbelievable that series. And the Heat ultimately winning in six and going to the finals. Will history repeat itself, though? Honestly, I think so. But man, I mean, we're in for a treat of an Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, these two teams are teams that just defense, 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 that get after it. They play good team ball. They like each other, like playing with each other. The chemistry is good. Defense is just top notch when you talk about ability to switch as well. I mean, Tatum, Brown, Marcus Smart, they all can guard. Robert Williams as well, if he's healthy, he can also guard. And then you got the Heat. I mean, we know what we do. We can switch it all. We know what we can do. But man, I mean, just think about all those dogs. Even Grant Williams. Like, Grant Williams has a little bit of toughness to him. I mean, he had a hell of a series against Milwaukee and a hell of a game seven. Big Al Horford. How about him turning back the clock? He had a couple of big games. That's a big body. And honestly, he don't back down from nobody. He's a bit slow, but Al Horford is freaking tough. Playoff Al is the real thing. And then, you know, we got our dogs and Jimmy Butler, PJ Tucker, Kyle Lowry, and Bam Adebayo. Bam, please play like a fucking dog this series. Jimmy Butler, he is obviously the head of the snake. He averaged 22 points a game against Boston this year. Can't sleep on that. Last year, 21.7 points per game against Boston, including six rebounds. So Jimmy Butler has found his way against Boston. I'm not worried about Jimmy Butler one bit. Tyler Hero, however, I didn't like the series he had against Philadelphia. That really concerns me. I hope he gets it going, because, man, I'm telling you, we need a consistent scorer next to Jimmy Butler. We cannot expect Jimmy Butler to just be carrying us all the way through, scoring 35 points, 40 points a game. It's just something that's very, very hard to ask for. But Jimmy Butler makes it look easy, but it's just not sustainable. I mean, when you talk about going to the NBA Finals and winning an NBA Finals, you're going to need a second option, a reliable second option. It's hard to do it by yourself. And Tyler Hero's been that guy all year, so it's a bit frustrating. And honestly, I think it's a bit concerning. You know, I thought it was a couple games here, a couple games there that he was struggling, but I expect Tyler Hero to be better. I hope he finds it against this Boston team, because, man, we're going to need him, especially in the finals. If we get to the finals and we say, let's say we're playing a Golden State team, we're definitely going to need him, because Golden State can defend. They got some dogs out there as well. That's assuming that Gary Payton will be back. You know, if the Golden State even makes the finals, listen, the point is we need Tyler Hero to get going. So that's definitely big time. Prediction. If I had to give a prediction, which I am, This is the Miami Sports Vibes podcast. We're doing a Heat prediction. You're going to be surprised by this. But my gut's telling me he got this in five. Believe it or not, I got the Heat in five. And that's not to discredit the Boston Celtics one bit. I'm not disrespecting the Celtics at all. I honestly think that the Celtics are a great fucking team. I think they've turned it up tremendously. I love their ability to defend. Jason Tatum is out of his mind. I think Jason Tatum can even win MVP this next year. I mean, the level that Jason Tatum has played at all the time, just getting better. And then Jaylen Brown, unbelievable season. Marcus Smart, ability to now handle the point and, you know, get a lot of playmaking duties out there and also win Defensive Player of the Year. You can't sleep on that. Big Al Horford, turning back the clock against Milwaukee. Can't sleep on that. Grant Williams has been big time. The Celtics got a good fucking team. And that's a team that's going to be annoying. I think every game, with the exception of one, is going to be close. But I got the Heat in five. I don't know. I just have that. I think nobody can check Bam Adebayo. I think we're going to get an aggressive Bam Adebayo. It's hard to believe that Tyler Hero is going to have another bad series. So I got that in mind. I got Jimmy being Jimmy. And I got Max Strus, or if Duncan Robinson gets minutes, lighting it up from three-point land. I think that's going to be crucial. Like I said, I really think we win it. I think we take care of home court. I think we protect home court here tonight. I think we win game one, win both of them. We lose one in Boston, split in Boston, and win it at home game five. However, let's say it doesn't go that way, and I have to give a backup prediction. I'm going Heat in seven. I don't think the Heat can win in six. I know a lot of people are picking Heat in six. I don't know. Winning a game six in Boston, although we have seen this before, you know, winning game sixes in Boston. LeBron James memories, anyone? We've seen it, but I don't want to get there. I don't want to have to try to close it out in Boston for game six. I think that's going to be really, really tough. So if it does go there, if I had to give a backup prediction, I got Heat in seven. Okay, so I think it's going to be Heat in five. Or Heat in seven, but I'm leaning towards five with a very competitive series. Do not get me wrong about that whatsoever. But I just think there's a lot of great things going. I love the way we match up against this team. I was more afraid of Milwaukee. You know, I would embrace playing Milwaukee because Milwaukee swept us. And then, you know, the year before we beat them and they're the champs. I would love to beat the champs and, you know, beat Giannis, because Giannis, to me, he's the best player in the fucking world. I mean, there's no doubt about it. That series right there against Boston showed me, like, damn, this guy is a fucking problem, and he's going to continue to be a problem. I mean, Giannis coming off two MVP seasons, then he wins a championship, and then he's doing this. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. So I would have loved to play him. But I think ultimately, you know, if Middleton came back, I think the Bucks were going to be very, very hard to beat. I like this matchup more for Miami. So Heat in five is my prediction. Tonight is game night. It's game night. So sit back and enjoy the game. That's my prediction for the series. I think it's going to be a fucking fun one starting tonight. I'm excited as hell, man. Eastern Conference Finals. Your Miami Heat are in there. But yeah. Don't worry, next week on the podcast, we'll keep talking about the series, see how it goes. We got a couple of games that we're going to be able to watch before I record the next one. I think four games will be played, so next time I'll be talking to you would maybe be the closeout game, so keep it locked in here. But let's talk about the other NBA playoffs, shall we? So on the Western Conference side of things, we got that stage set up with Golden State taking care of business, beating Memphis. Against the Dallas Mavericks, believe it or not, the Dallas Mavericks have made it to the Western Conference Finals. Wow, I'm sure you're shocked. I'm shocked. I'm still shocked. I mean, witnessing what I witnessed on Sunday night, where the Suns just absolutely melted, got destroyed, got killed by Dallas. I couldn't even believe it. I mean, I was watching the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. And I'm, you know, these guys are get down by, I think, 40, almost 50 points. I mean, this game was over from the beginning. And I was just so in shock. I asked myself, the TV screen was still on the game in the fourth quarter. That's how shocked I was. It's like I didn't want to believe what the hell I was seeing. I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe a team like the Phoenix Suns, who went to the NBA Finals last year, who had the best record in the NBA this year, who is pretty much, you know, everyone saying Golden State Phoenix, Golden State Phoenix, Golden State Phoenix. And everybody wants to see that, including myself. Like, I want to see that matchup bad. Still do, by the way. And then you got this game seven at home and you're expecting, damn, this is going to be a hell of a game. And just wow. Wow, wow, wow. I still can't believe it. Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns lose heartbreaking fashion. I mean, getting smacked like that at home is such a letdown. And the Phoenix Suns were up 2-0 in that series. Up 2-0 in that series. And lose 4-3. I mean, that's just crazy to me. I mean, in those first two games, like, they were smacking the Mavericks. Like, it looked like, yeah, Phoenix ain't fucking around. Like, this shit, we got Phoenix and Golden State coming up. Like, if anything, it was more of a concern that would Golden State get past Memphis? And then look how that shit changed. I mean, unbelievable. Chris Paul had a terrible series, which I was so surprised about. I was like, man, is he hurt or something wrong? Like, these assist numbers, like, picking up 4 assists in one game, 3 in another one. 4 in another one, like, that's unlike Chris Paul, you know, shooting 2 of 5, you know. And then later on, they would say that he did have a quad injury, which, you know, I don't know if that all had to do with it, but it had to play a big part in it because he did not look like himself at all. So I think Chris Paul was probably, you know, I hate to say it, but kind of the main reason why the Phoenix Suns lost the series. I mean, you can't go into Dallas playing like those bad games like that. Like, the games that Chris Paul was able to perform, which was games 1 and 2, Suns won those easily. And then once he had that drop off, that's when the Phoenix Suns started losing games and getting smacked. You know, but at the end of the day, you always thought, hey, Phoenix got that game 7 at home. Worst comes to worst, they got it, you know. And that was not the case. Not the case at all. I'm still in shock. I'm still in shock. But Luka, my goodness, how great is Luka Doncic? I mean, it's unfucking believable how great he is and at the age he is. Like, this is only his 4th year in the NBA. And that's not saying, like, he just got here. No. This dude has been here. I mean, what he's been able to do since getting to the league. I mean, his rookie year, he comes in and averages 21.2. 7.8 rebounds and 6 assists. That's year one as a rookie. That's incredible, by the way. Year two, he goes from 21 points a game to 28 points a game. So 28 points a game, 9 rebounds from 7, and 8.8 assists, which you could round up to 9. So improved his assists by 2.8, improved his rebounds by 2.6, and then by 1.6, rather, and then his points per game by 7. Because you can round that 28.8 to 29. That's just crazy. That's crazy, man. And then after that, had a little bit of a drop-off here in points per game in year three. 27.7, 8 rebounds, 8.6 assists. But the volume's going up there. Everybody knows Luka's on the scouting report. That's why. And then this past season, 28.4 points a game, 9.1 rebounds, 8.7 assists. And then this freaking playoff run. I mean, listen to this series. Game 1, 45 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. Game 2, 35 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. Game 3, 26 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists. Game 4, 26 points, 7 rebounds, 11 assists. Game 5, 28 points, 11 rebounds. Game 6, 33 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. And then the closing game, 35 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and had the same amount of points that the Phoenix Suns had at halftime. The Suns had 27 points at halftime in that Game 7, and Luka had 27 points on only 11 shots, by the way. Insane. Insane. I mean, Luka is crazy. Like, these performances that we're seeing in the playoffs have been unbelievable. And this is actually when you know a player has reached that level of greatness. Playoffs ain't built for anybody. I mean, just look at James Harden. Luka, this age, 23 years old, putting on a show like that. And it's a consistent show. I mean, the Phoenix Suns know what's coming, and they still can't stop it. I mean, he was smiling after every damn shot he was making. I know that's got to feel good. I mean, he is a savage. His shit-talking game is serious. Like, Luka is a savage. It's crazy because his off-seasons, you know, he goes to his country, apparently. He eats whatever he wants. He always comes back to the season a little bit overweight, takes his time, and then plays himself into unbelievable shape for, well, game shape. And he's killing it after, like, let's say, like, January. Like, he'll take those first couple months, like, just cruise along. And you just think about it, like, man, he's playing like this doing that shit. I mean, can you just imagine if Luka Doncic goes into an offseason, puts in all the work that he can, gets better, improves his body, works out, eats clean, whatever he has to do? Could you just imagine what the hell he would look like and how much better he would be? Imagine that. And that's not just saying one season. Like, let's say if he just that becomes a lifestyle. Not to say that you can't live your life and go to your country in the offseason. It's a fucking offseason, no doubt about it. But what I'm saying, maybe limit that vacation, but also focus on, you know, the other things. Man, that's just unbelievable. And I expect Luka to get there. I mean, the kid is only 23 years old at the end of the day, which is crazy. You know, typically I feel like when you're in the league and you're this fucking good, in the beginning you kind of like, you know, fuck it. I do what I want. I'm still nice as hell. Like, this is fun, scoring titles, you know, being the best player on my team, you know, doing this and that. Like, this is cool. But I think every single athlete that's reached this level reaches a point, you can say probably the age of 24, 25, where you start to want more. And what you start to want more, it's not about the stats at this point. It becomes a championship. Once you want that championship and see other people, I feel like that's when these young athletes flip a switch and they start to really focus on their bodies, working out, you know, off-season training, and they get more serious. I think Luka's going to reach that point, if not next year when he's the age of 24, the following year at the age of 25. So I think that's coming, and the West better watch the fuck out, because that dude is going to be a problem. Future MVP for sure. Honestly, the fact that they're in the Western Conference Finals, this might actually do it. Because now, if he falls short in the Western Conference Finals and has a great series, even if he doesn't, he's going to see Golden State go to the finals and he's going to feel that. He's going to feel that pain. Or he can get to the finals and lose to yours truly, the Miami Heat, and also taste defeat that way. Honestly, I think reaching the Western Conference Finals as they did is probably the best thing that this Dallas Mavericks organization can ask for. Low key. Win or lose, I think Luka's going to feel the pain here, coming either in the Western Conference Finals or the final. And I think that's what's going to put him over the top to really, really have a more dedicated, you know, training and dedicated offseason. Because, man, I mean, Luka is, damn, how great is this league in? I mean, I'm recording this just thinking about it. Luka, Ja, Jason Tatum, Booker, Giannis. These guys are all young. And, sheesh, they're fucking good. But yeah, Dallas Mavericks are set to take on the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Believe it or not, the season series goes the Dallas's way. They're 3-1 over Golden State, and Luka has killed them every single game. What else is new? I mean, Luka's fried them. 31.5 points per game, 9.0 rebounds, and 5.5 assists against the Warriors this season. Warriors have no answer for Luka Doncic. Klay Thompson, you could stick him on him, but Klay Thompson is not the defender of old. I don't know if he'll get there. Maybe he will, but he lost a step in the defensive end. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a big Klay Thompson fan. I've been paying close attention to his defense, you know, because I love watching Klay Thompson play defense, and it has fallen off quite a bit. Steph Curry, you know he can't handle Luka Doncic. You could put Wiggins on him, but I don't know. Like, Luka's just, he's had his way against Golden State all year. And I think he's going to have another fantastic couple games here. Another fantastic round. We're on to see some Luka magic for sure. However, who's going to be the other guy on their team to help? Spencer Dinwiddie was big time in this game 7. Jalen Brunson, he's big time, especially at home. I mean, he's been able to provide such a help on the offensive end next to Luka. Jalen Brunson is going to get a bag for sure. I don't know from who, but Jalen Brown is due to make some good ass fucking money, because that kid is unbelievable. He is tough as fuck. So I think he's the X factor. X factor for sure. If I had to choose one, definitely Jalen Brunson for the Dallas Mavericks. Luka cannot be the only guy. Well, honestly, he could, but they're going to need other guys. They're going to need Jalen Brunson, and I think he's going to come through big time for them. No doubt about it. Steph Curry, on the other hand, against the Dallas Mavericks, he had 20 points a game, 7.8 assists and 7.8 rebounds and 6.8 assists. So he had a pretty good season series against the Dallas Mavericks. He can obviously score whenever the hell he wants. So I'm not worried about 20 points per game against Dallas. I mean, the fact that he's able to get 7.8 rebounds and 6.8 assists, that's big time for a small guard. So I do like that. I think Curry's going to have an amazing series, no doubt about it. But the X factor is Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson for sure is the X factor in this series for Golden State. I know it goes against, you know, me picking such a great player, but Klay Thompson, there's no doubt about it. He has fallen off a bit because, I mean, he's going through these crazy injury recoveries. I mean, tearing an Achilles, tearing an ACL, coming back from that, you know, missing like 2 years of basketball. Like, that's hard to do. So, but they're going to need him. I mean, to get to the finals, you're going to need Klay Thompson. You're going to need the Splash Brothers of old. So I think Jordan Poole is going to eat. I mean, he's been doing tremendous these playoffs. I think we know what we're going to get from him. I think Draymond Green's intensity is going to be there, of course, especially against Dallas Mavericks. I mean, they only have Maxi Kleber as their big, Dwight Powell. I think Draymond Green is just way too physical for those guys, even though he's undersized. Love Draymond. Love the matchups. I think he's going to be able to push the pace a lot. I think he's going to be able to rebound and really impose his will. I think he's going to be able to bully those guys. So I think Draymond Green is going to have a nice series. Steph Curry is going to have a nice series. Poole will have a nice series. But Klay Thompson, will he be the Klay Thompson of old? Will he get back to that shooting level that we've seen before that we know Klay Thompson can do? That's the X factor to me. If Klay has it going, you know what you're getting from the other guys. Golden State should win this, no doubt about it. I think Golden State wins this in six. Okay, so my prediction is, however, even though Dallas has a 3-1 series lead this season, I'm picking Golden State to win this in six games. I think, like I said, Draymond's going to eat. Curry's going to eat. And I think Klay Thompson is going to get it going. But I got to give respect to the Dallas Mavericks and give respect to Luka, just like I did on this podcast. I will give Luka two games. I could even see them. I could see this going 2-2 and then that, you know, 2-2-2 in a way. Like, I can see Dallas winning game 3 and 4 in their home floor because they play unbelievable at home. And at home, you get those role players. You get those Reggie Bullocks, those Dorian Finney-Smith making threes left and right. You get those games. So I'll give Luka two games here, but I got the Golden State Warriors winning in six. And then that's my NBA Finals preview. Golden State Warriors, Miami Heat. We'll see if that's true. I don't know. We will see. But nonetheless, we are, like, we're lucky. Like, we have a beautiful, beautiful set of series our way. In the Eastern Conference, Miami Heat, Boston Celtics. In the West, Dallas Mavericks and Golden State. This is going to be some fun-ass basketball we're about to watch. And I'm loving every damn minute of it. And you guys should too. All right, so that's a wrap. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast. Another playoff edition. Guys, please, whatever you have planned today, scratch that. Watch the damn Heat tonight on ESPN. We need all the damn support. It's a game day. Eastern Conference Finals is set. Heat, Celtics, game day. That should be the only thing that matters today. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for making me a part of your day. Thank you so much for rooting for the Heat. Go Panthers, by the way. Shout out to the Florida Panthers doing their thing in hockey. Can't forget about them. Shout out to them. Shout out to the Marlins, who have been having an up and down season, but nonetheless, they're competing and they're playing some very, very inspiring baseball nonetheless. That's a wrap. Miami Sports Vibes Podcast is out. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Miami Sports Vibes Podcast with Nando Diaz.